From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, April 10th.
Coming up, 21 people face charges in what prosecutors call a brazen scheme targeting California's Medi-Cal system.
Also, a new poll shows two Republicans are leading the governor's race ahead of California's June primary, raising concerns about the general election in November.
And lawmakers are weighing a bill to study how state air regulations affect costs for low-income families.
But we'll start with action at the state capitol, where survivors of the 2018 campfire rallied this week in support of a bill that would push utilities to fully compensate wildfire victims. The legislation would require the California Public Utilities Commission to assess how much victims of pre-2019 wildfires are still owed and recommend ways for utilities to pay them without passing costs to ratepayers. Paradise Mayor Steve Crowder lost his home in the campfire, which also killed 85 people. He says victims have only received about 70% of what they were promised.
Predator attorneys that were involved that took 30% of whatever you got, that leaves us with 40%. We had a lot of people that were underinsured and no insurance, and with 40%, there's no way that they can come home.
The bill would also direct the CPUC to find ways to cut electricity rates by 30% by 2028. It is currently making its way through the Assembly. California scientists say they've just discovered how an invasive South American rodent, called Nutria, made its way back into the state. NSPR's Claudia Brancart reports that researchers also got an assist from Butte County.
These beaver-like swamp rats have been destroying the state's wetlands and agriculture in the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta and Central Valley since 2017. That's when they mysteriously reappeared in Merced County after being eradicated in the 1970s. Now, scientists with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife say these aquatic rodents were illegally brought over state lines from Central Oregon. They used a taxidermy sample from the Butte County Weights and Measures Department to study the genetics of the invasive pest. CDFW says the intentional reintroduction of Nutria costs the state around $5 million a year. The department hopes the study will help with management strategies moving forward. In Chico, I'm Claudia Brancart.
A Republican-led bill moving through the state capitol would require the California Air Resources Board to look into how new regulations raise costs on low-income households. It would also require the board to submit those reports to lawmakers at least 6 months before rules take effect, which could delay major environmental regulations from going into place. Paul Dero with the Western States Petroleum Association says the bill protects vulnerable communities from rising costs.
Lower-income disadvantaged communities often face the most burdensome cost as they spend a higher share of their income on transportation and utilities.
The Petroleum Association has repeatedly sued the Air Resources Board over rule changes. In one example, it recently challenged the agency's cap on emissions for ships at California ports. The industry-backed bill passed the Senate's Environmental Committee and now heads to the Appropriations Committee. The industry-backed bill passed the Senate's Environmental Committee and now heads to the Appropriations Committee.
California investigators say a hospice fraud ring stole the identities of out-of-state residents to fraudulently bill the state's Medi-Cal program. Attorney General Rob Bonta says the suspects bought personal information on the dark web and enrolled healthy, out-of-state people in hospice care without their knowledge. Bonta says the fake patients had no idea what was happening.
The so-called patients were healthy, out-of-state, and completely unaware that they had been enrolled in hospice care.
The scheme funneled money through more than 130 shell companies and used cryptocurrency to avoid detection. State investigators have already recovered more than $30 million and blocked another $40 million in payments. Bonta says his office has conducted nearly 300 hospice fraud investigations since 2021 and secured 51 convictions. He says California has had a moratorium on new hospice licenses since 2022. Assembly Republican leader Heath Flora is calling for a special session on state fraud, saying Californians deserve to know how much was lost and who was supposed to be watching.
In other news, the city of Chico says parts of Upper Park Road and Bidwell Park will be closed to vehicles on weekdays starting on Monday. Several organizations are using the space for the Iron Canyon Fish Passage Project, which aims to restore more than 8 miles of threatened Chinook salmon and steelhead habitat. The city says the road will be closed at parking lot E near Horseshoe Lake to allow equipment to travel safely. The road will be open on Saturdays. No end date is specified.
Finally, a man was taken into custody following a standoff yesterday in East Chico. Chico police say officers responded to a violent incident between roommates at an apartment off Bruce Road. When they got there, the suspect was allegedly combative, and police tried to arrest him using a taser and a baton. Police then say the suspect, 26-year-old Aiden Schatz, was able to lock himself inside the apartment, but surrendered after about 30 minutes of police negotiations. He was booked on suspicion of battery and resisting arrest. And those are your headlines for Friday, April 10th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall. Have a great day.